got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I try not to complain, but today even me, I was defeated today with a bit of a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've gone to the physio at many, many years. The way I hurt my back, I've spoken about it on the show in the past.
Have you like thrown it out?
Yeah. Leaning down to get shampoo a couple of months ago, that was a low point. Starting the lawnmower, that was not as low as the shampoo.
Uh-huh. At least you're doing something physical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But today was a new low for me. Now, 30 years old, but then again, probably not taking enough care of my back.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not doing any of those like flexibility exercises, not doing any strengthening whatsoever. Have a gym membership. Went in January.
Aren't
been
you doing
busy.
The surf coach trek in a few weeks? Yep.
You walk with your feet, not your back, Jess. That's pretty well known. But the way that I threw my back out this morning, leaning down, picking up a single leaf.
A leaf?
A single leaf.
Why were you just collecting a leaf? You're like, well, this will look nice in my scrapbook.
It's a pretty leaf. It's a good looking leaf.
It was not. Are you serious?
No, I'd raked up like a giant pile of leaves because I have an old walnut tree in the backyard.
Sure.
And I'd got them all. And then there was one pesky leftover leaf.
Yeah.
And I kind of did that. Oh, come here, you bastard.
Yep.
At too much of a high speed, it seems.
Yeah.
And that's
Did you let out the as you went down?
No, it's the I'll try and do
here
it.
Here we go.
Okay, so I'll go down.
Don't hurt yourself again.
No, I'll go down.
Okay. He's bending over. He's done a yank.
Oh. That's kind of where
you
I
felt
was
a
at.
Pinch.
Oh, it's not even a pinch. It's kind of like someone's hit me in the back with a cricket bat, just in one section.
I've done enough physio to know that your hamstrings are probably too tight.
Oh, you sound like my physio. But yeah, essentially, yes. And I shouldn't. I leant down not with my knees or my hips. I leant down with my back, and that seems to be the issue. But I thought on 52232955. What's the most embarrassing way you hurt your back?
Mm-hmm.
Because a leaf for me, a single leaf, trying to get it to put it into the garden waste bin. And now it's midnight. Now I've got to take two full bins of leaves out to the side of the road. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those shameful things.
I threw my back out a few years ago trying to put a bottom sheet on. I had made like a big deal about like, fine, if you're not going to help me to my boyfriend, Archie, then I'll just do it myself. And then I was like, oh. Maybe I needed a second person.
Yeah. So would you say that's embarrassing or shameful?
It was more shameful because then I had to go back to him and be like, I know we just fought about this, but I need you to come and help me.
All right. If you're listening, you got a bad back, it's your time to shine. What is the most embarrassing way that you've hurt your back? 52232955. Give us a call.
Need one of those gardening stools.
I'm 30, mate. I know I've got grey hair, but I'm 30. Come on.
Hey,
brother a day.
Yeah, but would your back be sore? No. Kirby in Brimley. Kirby, you did it in front of a room full of students, right?
Yeah. Look, this was about 15 years ago now. I was a hip-hop dance teacher doing hip-hop, like, basics and just teaching the kids how to jerk and... I slipped over and fell straight on my ass and also impacted my lower back.
Was it to the song Teach Me How to Jerk? Teach Me How to Jerk. If it wasn't LMFAO party rocking, I'll go, hey, because I used to jerk to that left, right, and center. But
so when you went down, how many students did it take to bring you back up again?
Only two.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. It wasn't a stretcher taking you out.
Are you sure? Are you sure you weren't dougying or hitting that low? You know, mumbo number fiving, something like that.
Tim's a hip hopper. He's the hip hopper of the team. Kirby.
It's hip hoppist. Us dancers refer to it. Yeah, so please use our terminology, Kirby. Condolences your way, because I literally right now I know your pain, and I'm standing on the other side of the desk, Jess, looking you in the eyes, in a full stretch.
Yeah.
Doing my job like a brave boy.
Again, stretching out your hamstrings, which you should do every day.
Blah, 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 Dr. Peterson. I heard it all last week. Fair enough.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Over the weekend, I convinced myself I was getting proposed to.
Oh, mate, we've spoken about this.
I know we have.
I love you.
I know we have.
I love you, bud.
I want to talk you through my reasoning because I feel like there's a lot of girls in my position that – have done this to themselves, gotten themselves all worked up,
yeah.
and then nothing happens.
How many times have you found yourself, before this specific one, how many times have you found yourself what you thought was the proposal moment?
Probably at least 3 times.
Okay.
In the last year.
Bit of context, you've been with your boyfriend for quite a time.
Yeah, so Akshay and I have been together, it'll be 5 years in August.
Yep. So it's when you get to that time, this is the thoughts that creep in.
And he is Indian, so he has spoken to his mother, and I know that they've had this conversation. They've picked a date that all the stars align and all of the stuff. Because
so respectful to the
culture. So respectful. so it's like it's a very traditional thing for the Indian culture. The parents sit down, they look at the astrological signs, they pick a date or a date range for him to propose.
Same with Buddhism. There might be like four Tuesdays this year where it has to, you have to pick one of those days kind of thing.
So I know he has that date. And ever since he told me, which he made the mistake of telling me he has that date, we have since been looking at rings together because he wanted to make sure he had the right ring ready to propose. So I got it in my head all week because he keeps dropping these little these little nuggets for me.
Just quickly, didn't you? You were like, oh, yeah, I just want something simple. And then you ended up picking like one of the most traditional hard to find
apparently
rings.
Apparently it's a super rare, super rare green sapphire.
Never change. I love you.
Which I think has also delayed this whole process.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I convinced myself it was happening this weekend because a few weeks ago we were planning a trip to Dromana, which is one of my favourite places down the Mornington Peninsula. It's where my family holiday often. We've got a holiday house down there. So we're planning this trip with a couple of friends of ours. And Akshay said to me, hey, why don't we go down a day early so that we're just by ourselves for a day? And I went, hello, we're on here. One of my favourite places. He wants to be by ourselves. Yeah. Excellent. Let's do this.
While you do these points, do you want me to offer maybe his perspective?
Yes, please.
Okay, so from his perspective, does he potentially not like the people you went to Dromana with?
No,
where
no,
he was
he
like,
loves
can I just
them.
Have
no,
I just
no.
need a day. I just want a day. Okay, yeah.
No, I don't think that's what it was. Anyway, then I started getting, like, he took a phone call and wouldn't let me hear what the phone call was happening during the week. And I went, oh, he's talking to the jewelers.
Side point, he did sign an NDA when he started with his new work.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, play on. Keep going.
And then I told you about this one. I wanted to go and get something out of his car this week, the week leading up to Saturday when I thought I was getting proposed to. And he said, no, let me go get it for you. And I went, oh, my God, the ring's in the car.
Side point, he probably got fast food and didn't want you to know. Been there with my wife.
And so then as we're driving down to the Mornington Peninsula on Friday night, I realised he hadn't had his hair cut.
And
I was like,
oh, mate.
There's no way he's going to propose to me and be in photos without his hair
he
done.
He does love a fresh
he
cut.
He loves a fresh cut. And so I started to go, okay, well, it's not happening. And then we wake up Saturday morning when I think that it's going to happen because our friends are joining us that evening.
Yeah, so.
And I turned to him and I said, oh, you're not proposing this weekend, are you?
Oh, you said it.
I said it.
You shouldn't have said nothing.
And he went, why did you think I was proposing?
You know what? Okay, do you want
like
me to,
all of the signs, okay. Akshay.
Do you want me to play double agent?
Yes.
We have the same barber.
Oh.
I reckon I can get his next appointment booking and I'll let you know when he books in his haircuts.
Okay.
And then
you don't need to because I book his haircuts
okay,
for
fair
him.
Enough. All right.
So I don't think it's happening for at least another week.
Well,
but
sounds like you can decide it. Just get him in for a haircut this week. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And this conversation just won't go away for the last half an hour in the studio at least. Started on air, then went into the songs, and now it's back on air.
If you've just joined us, I was telling Tim how I had convinced myself that I was getting proposed to this weekend. We're at that point in my relationship where I know that there is being a ring made. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know when it's fixed.
In the fires of Mordor.
I know my partner knows when he's going to propose. He hasn't told me anything else, and it's killing me because I am the planner of the couple.
I imagine, and a lot of people have probably been in that situation, it's a frustrating thing because you're like, well, why am I getting – I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't know when it's going to be. So,
and it's exciting, and I love surprises, but I also hate surprises because I want to be in control of everything.
I said to you, do you think – this is in the songs just after we spoke about it on air. I said, do you think it'll be a public proposal?
Yeah.
And you got all funny.
I don't think it's going to be a public proposal. And here's why, right? So over the last few years, like when we first met, I've always said to Tim that I would like to be proposed to on air.
I just think that's the worst. Just the
and
worst thing.
Now that I'm getting closer to it, I agree with you. I want it to be a private thing with me and Akshay.
It's just you and your partner, yeah.
Yeah, so that we can make an announcement to people.
Sure. And all the listeners on Geelong.
Yeah, we've got Bowden's in here as well.
A young 22, drunk in love. He knows what's this like.
Jess. Yeah. What do you think about public proposals, Bowden? Look, would you ever propose in public?
Time and a place. As in, I would too. We spoke about this off air as well. Like stadium proposals.
So Jess is at K Park. The Cats are beating the Crows this weekend.
Yeah.
Half time. Kiss cam.
They often do kiss cam at the AFL, yeah.
Flings on. Akshay drops a knee.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't think he would. This is why I don't think...
Yeah, but if he did, it's a hypothetical.
If he did, I'd be okay with a stadium proposal.
But also, we were speaking about how you and I, Jess, feel that a restaurant public proposal is more public than a football stadium
100%.
One.
100%.
Because
it's way more intimate.
You have 40 eyes on you immediately. Yeah. They're clapping, they're standing, they're doing whatever. Stadium, who cares? Footy's coming up in 10 minutes. Whatever. That was nice. That was a nice way to fill the time.
So I have no idea what he has planned, but I feel like it's not going to be a public thing.
I think there are people out there that really do like public proposals.
Maybe you've been proposed to in public.
Oh, my God.
52232955. Public proposals, yes or no?
I would love to find someone that has been proposed to publicly.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone in my family, my friends. Nah, it's all on holidays. It's all like, yeah, nice dinners or
special
places.
One of my best mates used to work at Eureka Tower, the sky deck.
Oh, mate, she'd see them left, right, and centre.
And sometimes there'd be like three or four booked in for the night.
They'd really lose the fizz off it.
Yeah, 100%. Because like every couple thinks they're doing this unique idea and it's not unique at all.
That could go pear shaped. Imagine the pop out box and like the glass shatter effect.
You try and jump.
They do.
No.
They do, yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
52232955. We'd just love to get your thoughts. Thoughts on this? Public proposals, yes or no? Do you like them? Do you hate them? Give us a call.
Yeah, we got Dave in Geelong West. You're not a big fan of the public proposals, are you, Dave?
No, absolutely not.
What if you're out for dinner tonight, say Dave, and you see someone, they're down on the knee, she says yes, everyone's clapping. How you're sitting there, how are you feeling?
Oh, it's not me, so I don't really care.
Well, because this is the thing. I think it's nice to see it.
I'd love to watch a proposal.
But not to be it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want nothing to do with that. I'll clap and cheer on and get involved in it.
All normal things we do when we find out our friends get engaged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Free drinks on them.
Because Dave, do you have like a partner? Are you engaged, married, single?
Yeah, engaged.
Engaged. All right. So was there ever a moment where you thought your partner might want a public proposal?
No. Okay. Absolutely right. Not.
Hypothetically, if she did.
Even if she did, that's a bit of...
Yeah, how would you handle that? Unlucky.
That's unlucky for her because it wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
I think this is where Akshay is at. My partner, Akshay. Yeah. I think he would be far too embarrassed. He's my complete opposite. He is very introverted and shy. I think that he would freak out.
Okay. You wouldn't want, even though you want to get obviously engaged, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want him to be feeling.
No, I want it to be a special moment for the both of us, right?
Confidence riding high, you know.
Yeah.
Ring's about to come. Who knows? You don't. I don't know if he does either by the sounds of it, but, you know, it's an exciting game nonetheless.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, earlier in the show you mentioned that my wife and I, we are expecting a little baby boy in the next 3 or so months, mm-hmm. and we're very excited for it. And learning all these things as you go when you're preparing for a child, especially this is going to be our first child, so it's just like you can only prepare so much and then everything's going to change, right?
Yeah.
But then also the incredible beauty of watching a woman's body transform to carry a human being is incredibly beautiful and terrifying at the same time.
I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is it kind of weird, like, you've not got a lot to do at this point.
Exactly.
Until the baby comes, like, you're
I
just kind of...
I can't grow the thing?
Yeah, you're just, like, watching on.
I can't help with the back pains, the tendon pains. Yeah. I can't help with the nausea. I can't help with anything. And I think I've spoken to you about this before. I also, you can't understand what you can't understand.
Yeah.
So what my body, I cannot physically carry a child.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even begin to understand what it would feel like and your body changing and all these different things. And then even, like I said to you a couple of weeks ago, the last month we felt him kick.
Yeah.
And you can see him kick through the tummy, which is beautifully terrifying again. and I don't know if it's just me, but everything's beautifully terrifying.
Yeah.
One thing that I feel like I have, my wife has an opportunity. Now, her name's Jess as well. So I said to her the other day, she was standing there looking in the mirror, looking at her bump, and we're 26 weeks along, 27 okay. at the end yep. of this week.
What fruit are you?
I believe it was a full-blown squash.
Okay, great.
Could be wrong.
That's big.
Or a turnip. No, it was a turnip. Sorry, squash turnip. A few weeks ago. Okay. My bad. Yeah, I have an app that tells me what fruit size it is. I said to her, I was like, your belly button's starting to look mighty small.
Oh, no. Has it popped yet?
It hasn't popped yet. But some people, it's not uncommon
yeah.
for the belly button to pop.
Yeah.
And I've said to her, she actually has an opportunity that I'll never have. She'll be able, and this is a weird thought, I know.
Here we go. You're making something beautiful super disgusting, aren't you?
What an opportunity to clean it to the best ability. I will never be able to clean my belly button.
Yep.
Because I'll never have an outing.
Think of the lint.
Think of the lint. All that buildup. Because, like, you know how it has, like, it's like a cyclone of skin going down.
Yeah,
so there's little bits and bobs.
There's only so deep you can go.
Absolutely. But when it becomes an outie, you'll finally be able to clean it.
Will you get in there and be like...
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
only so much you can do as the father.
Now, I know that I just did describe that, like, my wife's body and, like, the change, beautiful, and it's incredible to witness. I imagine it's like when a plumber unclogs, like, a drain.
How dirty is her belly button?
But you don't know, that's the thing, because you can't get in there.
You don't know what you don't know,
You
Tim.
Don't know what you don't know. And I'm trying to say, look at this opportunity. In front of you, you're blind to it. She feels beautiful
when you bring this up.
Well, the reason we talked about it is because she was showing off her belly button, so I showed off mine. And unfortunately, I had a bit of a buildup of lint myself. And then she didn't find it appropriate for me to pull it out and flick it into the bathroom. So I said to her, I was
so
like,
weird.
If anything, not for you, for me, really clean it, really get in there once it's an outie, if it does become an outie, if it doesn't pop out, you know, some things, you can't win them all, Jess. I like to say that a lot. You can't win them all, but this could be a win for the family.
Maybe get some alcohol swipes just in case.
Oh, I will go through a whole hand sanitizer bottle. If she won't, I will.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.